We are 2 days away from the symbolic start of the summer travel season, and no place in Maryland is likely to be more crowded this Memorial Day weekend than Ocean City. However, the beach resort will also serve as a test case on how safely we can travel to a popular destination during the virus pandemic. Joining us live to talk about it all, Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan. Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Sean, thank you for calling.
When you lifted the restrictions on hotels and other short-term rentals last weekend, there was a pretty big response. What is your sense of how much Ocean City hotels will be occupied during this Memorial Day holiday?
Yes, we lifted last weekend. Of course, we were the only people in the state that actually had restrictions on hotel rentals. And there were quite a few people that came to Ocean City, and people are anxious to get out and about. And I would imagine we're going to see a large crowd here for Memorial Day weekend, and the hotels will be prepared, and we will be prepared to the best of our ability. We are still under some restrictions.
Yeah, you've had hundreds of thousands of visitors to Ocean City during past holiday weekends. Do you have an idea of how many visitors your city can safely handle in this pandemic environment?
You know, that's a good question because we're all in a little bit of the unknown. We do not expect the crowds to be as high as they have been in the past. You know, we are still under some restrictions. Our restaurants aren't open. Our bars aren't open. Our amusements aren't open. Restaurants are only open for carry out. So, you know, some of those things we want to make sure everybody takes into consideration, you know, before they do decide to travel to Ocean City.
Well, it won't be the warmest of weekends this weekend. It means you could have another big crowd on the boardwalk, maybe much bigger than you had this past weekend. How will you go about enforcing social distancing?
Well, you know, for social distancing has always been about compliance, and that's the way it's been throughout the state. You know, we've done our very best. We've seen people comply for the most part. There's always going to be those few individuals that maybe are a little hesitant to do so or just not cognizant. But for the most part, people are being courteous. People are trying to social distance. The boardwalk's only so wide, so it does bring in big crowds. But so far, I think we've been able to manage it, and it's worked pretty well. We're going to see how it moves forward this weekend.
Are you willing to shut down the beaches or the boardwalk if too many people don't follow the guidelines?
Well, the beach, what we saw on the beach was people really were following the guidelines. You know, we have large beaches, and it's a lot of area for people to spread out. You know, we made the decision to close the beach and the boardwalk, and if, in fact, that became necessary, that would certainly be something we would consider doing. But I think people are complying, and I think that people realize if they want to continue to enjoy the beaches or Ocean City or any other outdoor activities, they're going to have to, you know, comply with the orders that are in place. And that's what we're working on.
Before we go, what's your message to folks who may want to come to Ocean City this weekend?
Well, one thing I want to make clear is if you live in an area where there's a stay-at-home order, we're not encouraging anybody to violate stay-at-home orders. If there's a reason for that stay-at-home order, we would certainly support that. But if you come to Ocean City, you know, be courteous to others, practice social distancing, wear masks if you choose to do so. We do recommend that. If you're coming to Ocean City, you know, if you're staying in a condo, bring a lot of your own provisions because supplies could be short. We're not sure. So we still have some things we're concerned about. We're all in this together. Everybody's going to have to work together if we're going to move forward with the summer season.
Mayor Meehan, thanks so much for joining us today. Much appreciated.
Well, thanks. And the bottom line is, please, everybody, stay safe, stay healthy.